Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market rallied late in trade to actually finish higher slightly for the fourth consecutive day. We had the ASX 200 up 17 points or a third of a percent to 5,795. And that actually makes it the longest winning streak that the Aussie market has had since November last year. We're up about 3% now over the course of this week so far, and we're near the best levels in a couple of months. What seems to be helping is that there are signs the US and China are heading in the right direction as far as resolving their long-standing trade disputes. Officials from both nations have just wrapped up 3 days' worth of high-level talks which have taken place in Beijing. And while there were no real specific commitments, China did pledge to buy a substantial amount of goods from the US. So further talks will now take place in Washington in less than 2 weeks' time. So the price of oil up about 5% on hopes of further demand. That, of course, good news for energy stocks. Oil Search, one of the better performers, up around 1.5% or so. Not great news, perhaps, for the airlines. Virgin, one of the worst, down about 5%. And motorists, of course, wouldn't want to see a continuation of this 15% lift in oil prices we've had since the start of this month. One of the biggest drags on the market, though, today was BHP Billiton. It fell by about 3.5%. It's paying investors a $1.41 per share dividend at the end of this month. That's a special div, so that was behind the fall there. It's ex-div today. And Costa Group was down 38%. The farming company essentially warned that its profits will likely take a hit over the first half of this year. That's because there's been less demand for some of the fruits that it sells, including avocados. So that was behind that. So if you don't include some of these big losers, including BHP, the market would have been up quite a bit more than what we've seen. Noni B, one of the standouts today, it rose by 10%. The fashion retailer more than doubled its first half sales. It attributed this partly to solid demand over Christmas, but of course it also bought a number of well-known brands back in May last year. So that was a boost to profits. The Aussie dollar finally is a winner today at 71.8 US.